Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We're going to have some fun right now talking with a guest that's a little bit different, fits right in perfectly with what we discuss here all the time, though. Gail Pruitt is a clinical nutritionist and author of The Doggone Good Cookbook and A Doggone Good Cuisine, More Healthy, Fast, and Easy Recipes for You and Your Pooch. She's been a nutritionist chef since 1996, conducts nutritional research focusing on human and canine digestive issues and disorders, and she joins us today. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Howard. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm delighted to have you. This is an important subject to me, and I'm sure I'm doing a whole lot of bad things with my two mutts. I've got a little mutt tater that we got from the SPCA, and we've got a little bigger dog. She's a tree climber we got. She was roaming around in the streets. So I guess whether you're talking about a mutt or a thoroughbred, purebred dog, your advice kind of is all good across the board.
Oh, yeah, and that's the kind I have, too. I have one that was lived in an abandoned building, and the other one was thrown in a dumpster.
Okay.
And so that's when I got them, and that was 13 years ago, by the way. And so they found that Mimi, she's the one that lived in the – she's a climber, too, by the way, and she can open and close gates behind her. Yeah, but anyway, she is going on 17, they tell me, and are about that.
Wow.
And she's been sick in 11 years. I started giving them really good food about 11 years ago. And she's been sick maybe 1 hour, and it was probably because of some kind of an insect sting.
Right.
But that was it. That was it. Casper, on the other hand, had digestive issues, and he had all kinds of inflammation. Like I say, he was thrown in a dumpster. The vets thought that possibly he was a puppy mill experiment that didn't work. They were trying to get a pure white long-haired dachshund.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, and there really isn't such a thing, and there's a reason for it. So we had a lot of things that I had to do. So I started really having to do a lot of research on canine nutrition, and I thought, you know, I love to cook. Why not cook for them? Dog food, you know, giving a dog or anybody out of a can or a bag for the rest of their life, I just don't think that's right. They're living beings.
Well, Casper's the white one, I guess, in this photograph of you holding two dogs.
Yep, that's him.
Casper, and the other one's name is what?
Mimi.
She looks a little bit like my Nellie. Nellie is a Staffordshire Terrier, you know, Pit Bull, and then Bull Mastiff and Great Dane and Rat Terrier.
Oh, wow.
We learned the Rat Terrier part of it because she ran up to me one day with a rat's tail hanging out of her mouth. But she is the darndest tree climber you've ever seen. She climbs it like it's a stairway. So,
you know, it's really amazing. Mimi can open up gates, you know, from the next to the – she just really loves that next-door neighbor. And that next-door neighbor doesn't particularly love her as much, but she will open that gate. She may work for an hour to get that gate open and go in there, and then she'll close it behind her, so I don't know that she's in there. But she's she can also climb over the gate. She's really good at that.
Oh, yeah.
But she's a, they think, a dachshund chihuahua pit mix.
Yeah, she's pretty. Both of them are. I just love dogs. I look forward to getting up and being around them. They make me laugh. I've had several dogs that make me laugh. And Judy and I have had, I don't know, 15 dogs through our marriage, maybe more than that. And couple of them have really stood out as far as being making you laugh, but Nellie is she's the best so far, and it really has changed my mind about pit bulls, because She is without question the sweetest dog we've ever had. So,
well, they used to be the babysitters.
Yeah,
you know, a long time ago.
Well, so, what do you do different? You don't like stuff in a bag or in a can, period, or do you like to amend what?
No, period. I don't.
Okay.
I really don't. Now, saying that, there are some good dog foods out there, you know, that are freeze dried.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do it because I really like to cook. And so I just don't want to get them into. One time I had to do it because I was traveling. And so I got some organic canned dog food. And I said they didn't have diarrhea, but they did have diarrhea after that because they're not used to that. They have a variety of different kinds of proteins almost every day. They have a variety of vegetables. I do cook them a little bit different or do them a little bit different than what I eat. But it's about the same thing that I eat. It's just a little bit different preparation. And the good thing about dogs, presentation means nothing.
Right. That's true.
They don't care.
Well,
so that's.
Well, Nelly and Tater also have different eating techniques. Nelly inhales it. She just doesn't even chew it up like she does with treats and other things. It's kind of funny why there's a difference. But Tater, I have a hard time getting him to go to the bowl to start with. So I do something you wouldn't like, bagged dog food, but what I add to it is a chicken broth that we cook ourselves, and I may not, I may should use some other broth besides chicken. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. But we also do what we call a licky plate after they've eaten the food. I chop up cauliflower and carrots and broccoli and various kinds of things into pretty small pieces, and I give it to them along with some residue of whatever food we're eating. So. And they love the licky plates better than the food.
Of course. They love the licky plates. But my suggestion is, because dogs don't have any amylase in their mouth to start breaking down, you know, carbohydrates and vegetables and things like that, my suggestion would be, I like the raw vegetables, but I puree them.
And I
puree them with, like, chicken broth and beef broth and stuff like that. And then I put them in little ice trays and have them frozen.
Oh, wow.
Now, you know, you have all different kinds. So sometimes I might have parsley, celery, cucumber blended. I might have beets or carrots, you know, and maybe a little broccoli in there. The cauliflower is fantastic, by the way. And Swiss chard.
Oh, good, because I got a bunch of that in my garden, and we don't eat that much of it.
Well, let me tell you, don't throw away the stems.
Okay.
The stems are totally loaded with glutamine.
Oh, great.
Which it helps with IBS for humans as well as dogs. And so that's really great. But the only lettuces I don't give my dog is iceberg, but I puree all the lettuces because they're getting all kinds of minerals and vitamins out of that.
How do you,
beta carotene.
You puree it and then freeze it, and then how do you feed it to them? Do you let it thaw out first?
Well, yeah, you can actually put it, you know, in the refrigerator the night before you're going to feed them, and then just have it kind of, and then just put it on top. However, I will tell you this, in the summertime, I puree watermelon and a little bit of cranberries along with chicken broth and then freeze that, and that's a great treat for them.
Man, you got some spoiled dogs, more so than I do.
Well, they're rotten.
Well, this is interesting. I also, and it'd be interesting to see whether you got a negative thought on this or not. I feed my dogs a lot of glutathione, something we're going to talk about, but glucosamine, and I hear people talking negative about it, but the reason that we do is our little Tater, the little dog who's the oldest one, he's 12 or something now, he had that disease where he had a back leg joint that would pop out of place.
Right.
And he would scream bloody murder. It must have been the most painful thing in the world. And so I started feeding him glucosamine, and I literally probably give him about three times more than is recommended. I get a couple of commercial brands, and then there's a natural one that's made out of some aquatic snail or something. And he hasn't had that happen now for years. So...
But, you know, no, I don't have any problem with glucosamine at all. As a matter of fact, even, you know, in your gelatins, that has a real high glucosamine too. And plus, it also helps with joints and, you know, cartilage and everything else. I use powdered bone broth that is that's gelling bone broth.
Wow.
And that, I mean, you can just get it off Amazon, just, you know, and just buy the whole thing. And it's wonderful. Also, to also help with these dogs, I do give them probiotics, and I give them fermented goat milk kefir.
Okay. Well, tell you what, we got a break real quick here. Gail, can you hang with me, and we'll talk more when we come back?
Of course.
I'm talking to Gail Pruitt, and she knows doggies, as you can tell. I'm sure other pets as well. We'll be back right after this. Howard Garrett from my friends at Ulrich Barnes and their terrific line of sheds and cabin shells. Perfect for your backyard office. They'll deliver you a sturdy shell, and all you have to do is finish it out. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the many happy customers that have given Ulrich Barnes five-star reviews. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or visit myperfectshed.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus and West Nile virus, but Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. For more information, go to SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefit to the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as Pure Grow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Hi, this is Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, for my friends at Bang Solar, the only company I recommend to go solar. Now that the economy is getting back on track, it's about time we talk more about how solar can benefit you. Here's Adam Foley, president of Bang Solar.
Thanks, Howard. We've had a great year over at Bang Solar, and we want to continue with our solar stimulus program. We want to put money back in your pocket, so that's why we're offering you another stimulus check on us. We are going to continue to keep our price at $310 a watt, and we are going to reward more of our customers. We have had such great people continue to support us through the past year, and it's been difficult. People stuck with us, believed in Bang Solar, and even our mission. So to give back to our community, we're going to give the next 100 customers their own solar stimulus of $1,200.
Wow. Listeners, you heard it first. Bang Solar is giving out their own solar stimulus worth $1,200 to the next 100 customers. Thanks, Adam. Call our friends at Bang Solar today at 469-283-5992.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we're visiting with Gail Pruitt, and she has two terrific dogs, Casper and Mimi, and you can see them, I bet, on her website, which is what, Gail?
I don't actually have a website.
Oh, you don't? Oh, I should have checked with you before saying that. Sorry.
That's okay. If they ever want to get in touch with me, though, they can call Essential Formula, and then that would be good. And we could talk, because I'll talk dog talk all day long.
Well, that's what I want to talk about next, because you and I take the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and probably the RegActive, too. I take both of them, but you recommend that for the dogs, too. Let's hear about that.
Both of them, absolutely. Actually, Mimi and Casper have been taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day for 11 years, and they take them at 7 o'clock at night, and they come to me and before they go to bed, and they get their probiotics. And they know the word probiotic.
and so
they chew them, which is really great for their teeth.
Yep.
And their esophagus, and some gets down into the intestinal tract as well, because they do chew them. You know, I'm not going to stick my finger down his throat, push it down there. They do chew them. But it's just worked wonders. And again, I also use, along with that, I use a little goat milk kefir.
Okay.
And so that's really good. So I think all of that has been fantastic. They have not had diarrhea or vomiting since, except that one time that I gave them canned dog food.
Well,
and it was organic at that. It was organic.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting dilemma, I know, because people feed their dogs, and cats, I guess, are in the same category, all kinds of food ranging all over the place. And if you're still feeding some not good stuff, this might be at least a first positive step in the right direction. But it's exactly the same probiotics that you take yourself, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let me just say one thing about canned dog and dry dog food. Animals, cats specifically, but dogs too, they need 70% moisture in their food, whereas a kibble has 12% moisture, and they spray it with fat and meat smells. So if you add water to it, bacteria can grow real quickly in there.
Right.
And that's the only way they'll eat it, though, because they have cooked it for so long, and they have to put starch in there. Which, remember, they don't have amylase in their mouth, and they put starch in there to make the kibble, or it won't make a kibble.
Okay.
So, just kind of think about that. There's canned dog food is better, canned cat food is better. But if you're going to do that, please get a variety of different vegetables and meats that go in there with no grains. There are some really good ones out there. But, you know, if you just take a little time, maybe once or twice a month to organize, it doesn't take very long at all to feed your dogs correctly.
You're going to give me more work to do every week here, Gail. I can see what's happening here. So you are in the camp says dogs shouldn't be getting grains in their dog food at all.
No, they shouldn't, especially corn.
The people that argue that say that they can't get some nutrient or some enzyme or something without having some grains in the food. What is that argument?
Now, wait a minute. Say that again. I didn't quite.
Well, some of the people that sell dog foods will argue about that. Obviously, they sell dog foods that have grains in them, and they say that the pets can't get a certain enzyme or mineral unless they eat a grain-based dog food.
No, I've never heard of anything like that,
okay.
So I don't
all
know.
Right.
I mean, that's just kind of, you know, they're selling dog food.
Well, we'll put your information on our website, and we'll put your great picture with your doggies on there. And the two books, again, that you have that look like they're terrific are what now?
The Doggone Good Cookbook and the Doggone Good Cuisine, and you can get them on Amazon.
And you can get the probiotics that Gail and I both take, and Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, and also the Reg Active, which goes along. I take both. I don't know if you do.
I take both, and my dogs take both. They take the essential ME3.
Oh, great. You give them one a day? Is that what you do?
No, I don't. No, I open them up, and they get they will take one in about 3 days.
Okie dokie. Well, do you have this information in your books also?
No, not the Rejactive, because this was really written before the Rejactive came out. But
it's
kind of really
like me. I'm recommending toxic chemicals in some of my old books that are still floating around out there. It's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, you know, we learn and we evolve.
Right. Well, that's Gail Pruitt. Again, her books, The Doggone Good Cookbook and The Doggone Good Cuisine. And she doesn't have a website. We'll have to put some kind of connection on our website so you can get more information. But if they get your books, they can get the basics of all the things that you recommend, right?
Yes. The Dr. O'Hara's, but not the Rejactive. But the Rejactive is really great. And before I gave them the Immune and Vitality, but right now they've got too much vitamin D in there for the dogs.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. But other than that, they're fantastic. But, you know, they can always get in touch with me if they want a dog talk at Essential Formula. And can I give out the telephone
number?
Sure,
you bet.
972-255-3918.
Say it again real quick.
972-255-3918. And Howard, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for being with me, and thanks for what you do for our wonderful pets, and we will visit again, okay?
I hope so.
All right,
take care.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
I am the Dirt Doctor, and we will take a little break here and then get back to phone calls, so give us a buzz.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett Juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance. It's MedinaAg.com. All righty, Howard, back with you. That was fun talking about doggies and food. I'm into it a little bit because of how I prepare the licky plates for my dogs, but it sounds like I need to get a little bit more involved in having the main dish a little bit better, which wouldn't bother me that much. I've always had it in the back of my mind and about the processed dog foods, and we've tried to work with more than one, and they're supposed to be the best on the market, but you always wonder about how the processing is done and all that kind of thing. So I will be checking out her books for sure. And given, and the probiotics and the RegActive to the pets is something I quite frankly hadn't even thought about. So it makes sense. If it's good for us, it'd be good for the animals as well. I'm going to talk to, is it Deletta in Azle, Texas? Is it Deletta?
It's Deletta.
Deletta. Sorry about that. What can I do for you?
Oh, no. No problem. So nice to talk to you, Howard.
Well, thank you for calling.
I really enjoy listening to your talks on dogs and birds. It's great.
Well, great.
I've just started listening to you within the last year and trying to start an organic program. I had a landscaper doing my yard, and he told me I had goosegrass.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I'm not sure that's what it is, but that's what he said. And it is out of control in my Bermuda and St. Augustine.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering what the best thing to do. I've read your stuff on your website about the vinegar and things of that nature, but I it didn't really say if it's needs to be spot treated or if it can be sprayed on the whole yard.
Well, a couple of different things to consider here. Goosegrass, that's a common name, so a lot of times, you know, it's not an exact, we're not exactly sure what we're talking about here. What I refer to as goosegrass is the grass that comes out of one point, has one kind of a taproot, and it spreads out radially from that, and it's real flat. There's another grass that's much more common. I see that on golf greens more than in lawns, to be honest with you, because it likes to grow real low and doesn't like the competition of taller things around too much. The one that's more common is Dallas grass, and Dallas grass has a larger, denser clump, not just one root going down. It's got a real firm connection to the ground. It's low growing also and puts up seed heads that are kind of long, about a foot long, and that may be what you have. In either case, popping them out with some kind of a device like the weed popper or those weeders that you stab the weed and twist it and pull it out, the goosegrass is real easy to get rid of with those. If it's Dallas grass, you almost need to use a sharpshooter shovel or something and dig the clump out and then throw some compost back in the hole. You can spot spray like you suggested there with 20% vinegar or my 10% vinegar formula, either one, and kill them. But that's a selective deal. You have to, you know, keep it just on the weed. It will also yellow and kill the grass as well.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. Now, the other product to consider, and we talk about this off and on, and sometimes people think it's too expensive to use and doesn't work that well, but if it's used properly, it works beautifully, and it's called Agrilon Crabgrass Killer, and it would kill goosegrass. It will also help you with Dallas grass if it's applied properly, and the way you do it is you wet down the whole turf area, and you put a very light dusting of this product out on the wet turf, and it can go on the entire turf, this product can. And it will turn the weeds yellow and kill them and won't hurt the turf. It'll sometimes yellow up the Zoysia or St. Augustine or Bermuda for a short period of time, and it just bounces right back. It likes to hurt the weeds. It does a very good job of that.
Okay, that sounds great. And from the way you described the Dallas grass and the goose grass, that doesn't sound like what we have because it grows tall. As soon as we mow, it's taller than it's taller than the St. Augustine.
Okay,
probably
what you have then, Delita, is what's called rescue grass, and it's like a fescue or a it is a cool season grass. It's like a fescue or a rye, and it grows faster than anything, and it's still out there. It's kind of starting to burn out a little bit, but we've had such cool weather for spring.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever having such nice cool weather like this. It has stayed around, and so it can be spot sprayed with the vinegar also, and the Agrilon Crabgrass Killer will also kill it as well.
I think I'll try that Agrilon because there's hundreds and hundreds of
okay,
those.
Don't use the top that it has. It has holes in the top, and it gives you the idea that you just sprinkle it out through those holes. That puts it out too heavily, too clumpy.
Okay.
You need to use a turkey baster or some kind of a puffer, a dusting miser or something, so you dust it out on that wet turf in a real fine powdery dusting. And it settles on there gently, and it kills the heck out of the weeds if you do it like that.
Okay, I will do that, and I appreciate it so much.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Talk
Bye-bye.
To you. Bye. Let's see. Well, let me talk to Kay, and then I'll get back. A couple of people have called in and left questions for me to address, which I will do. Doug has sent us a note that we have a winner on our mystery photo of the week, so I'll check on that, too. Kay, what's going on in Midlothian?
Well, I've got poison ivy in a flower bed, and I'm going to be able to kill it. That's one question. The other question is on the back fence. Got these wild pecans plants or trees growing up right where the fence line is. Well, don't you know? I want to know how to dissolve a stump or kill a wild pecan that's coming up under the fence.
Okay, a couple of things for you, and you can almost use the same techniques here. And if you're highly allergic to poison ivy, you need to hire somebody to do this for you. But I was doing this.
I tried it with my hands, and it doesn't bother me.
Oh, really? Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, I'll give you a better way to do it than with hands. There is a tool line called Rogue, R-O-G-U-E, and they've got a couple of hoes. Mine that I use for this purpose is the cutting edge of it is probably about 5 inches across, and then it narrows back to the wooden handle. I've got some blisters on my hands from using it yesterday, but it's real sharp. It's made out of extremely high quality steel, and the way it's designed with a little bit of a curve, you can chop on weeds and really easily, you know, cut down into the rhizomes and kill them and pull them out. That's what you do with the poison ivy. Throw it in the compost pile. That's fine. Don't burn it. Don't ever burn poison ivy. And then as the poison ivy tries to regrow, which it will from the little pieces left, you spot spray with the 20% vinegar or, you know, the 10% formula of mine or whatever you want to do. The same thing goes for the trees. Use that Rogue hoe. You can use any tool you want to. I've just found that that one is so heavy and nice and cuts so well. You chop down on those woody weeds and you just pluck them right out.
Okay, they're bigger than that.
Well, if that's the case, all you can do is cut them off at the ground level, smash them with a hammer, unless they're big enough to literally drill holes in, and then you can apply saltpeter, which is potassium nitrate, or real heavy molasses or something like that, and that'll start the process of the stump rotting and them not continuing to grow back for you.
So no vinegar at all, just all those things you just listed?
On the woody plants, the woody weeds, the vinegar won't do you much good. In fact, I'm about to run an experiment on a crepe myrtle that I have that even though the flare has been exposed well, it's still shooting up the little water sprouts, ground sprouts from the outside edge of the base of the flare. And I'm going to start a program, and I'm going to photograph the whole deal. So if it works as well as I hope it will, I can show it to everybody. But I'm going to be spraying it with the 20% and the 10% as the little sprouts start to regrow. I don't think, I'm almost positive, it won't hurt the bark or the health of the crepe myrtle, but will keep the shoots from continuing to grow.
It sounds, logical. How much saltpeter, how much molasses?
Well, if it's a big enough stump to drill holes, you drill holes as close together as you feel like taking the time to do, and just fill the holes with the saltpeter. It's available at the in the retail garden centers, and even the big box stores and hardware stores and everything as stump killer. But you look at the active ingredients on the label, and it'll identify salt, potassium nitrate as the ingredient, and that's what you want.
Thank you so much. Love your program.
Thank you for calling, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. Let's go where? Granberry, talk about bougainvilleas for a minute. What's up, Priscilla?
Hi, Howard. Well, I have bougainvilleas that I've had for quite a few years, and stems are becoming gnarly, and they're growing crosswise, and I'm wondering if I did this myself by cutting them back in the winter. We have to put them in the garage, and so we don't have a lot of room for to keep the long stems on them. So did I do this to them, and should I just start over with new ones?
That's the best choice, to be honest with you. I've got one myself that I'm trying to keep around, and I cut it back, and it gets a little bit of that deformity like you're talking about. But if it does, I just do a little bit more pruning on it, and it seems to do fine. My biggest problem is I don't have a real good sunny place to hang mine. Mine's in a hanging basket. But try to do a little bit more pruning on it. Do the Garrett juice soaking and spraying on it. That'll help it bring itself back into bloom. But the best, I'll be honest, the best long-term decision is to buy a new fresh plant.
Very good. I just hate to kill anything that's not dead.
I understand. So I'm the same way.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. One of the things I thought was a pretty good line I learned back at Texas Tech is you can understand the quality of a man's greenhouse by seeing what he's throwing away, a woman or a man. I'll be back. I'm Howard Garrett right after this. Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Hello, gardeners. It's Anne from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce, and there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good, and you'll feel good, because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center. And to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
Crazy water is what I drink. You should too. Crazy water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for the health and body balance you need. You can buy Crazy Water at retailers across Texas or go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a nearby store. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy. Website, drinkcrazywater.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth:
Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Richard, hold on just a second. I'll be with you. I'm going to do a couple of quick things that have gotten a little behind on. First of all, those of you interested in the stem cell therapy that I've had done on my busted knee and my shoulder problems, let me tell you how to contact them and get a free interview and see if it would work for you as well as it did for me. You can call them at 800-341-2650. 800-341-2650, or go to achievevitalitycenters.com/the dirt doctor. The other thing is, somebody called early in the show, and I'm just finally getting around to it. I hope they're still listening. Wanted to know how to get their tomatoes to start setting fruit better. Mine are mixed in that regard. I've got some that have yellow flowers and haven't set too much at all. I've got others that I'm already eating. I'm doing a little grazing on some of the early gold and the smaller ones that have already started to ripen. If you want to encourage fruiting on your tomatoes, rough them up a little bit every now and then. They seriously respond to it. Shake them. If they're in a cage, bang the cage around. I've had people tell me that they've done pretty harsh things to tomatoes and ended up getting great production. One of the things, it sounds silly, but I think if there's something to it, use an old tennis racket, kind of whack them around a little bit. There's something that happens in nature with a plant or an animal or an insect or whatever. A lot of times if it thinks it's in trouble, it will try to do something to protect its progeny. The berries on a yaupon holly tree, for example, if you have real heavy seed production on a maple or whatever, a lot of times if you'll look into it, you'll find that tree's in stress and is trying to take care of things. Anyway, that's what I would do to get your tomatoes going better. The other thing is, next time you plant or planting right now for the fall crop, use some of the small tomatoes, smaller set easier, easier to grow in a lot of ways, and taste terrific too. So no problem. You don't have to have the big ones. Big ones are good too. I grow both, but if you haven't tried some of the smaller ones, you should. Richard in Colorado Springs, what can I do for you today?
Hey, Howard, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey. Oh, I got a cherry tree. It produces nice, sweet cherries. But,
great.
It's got a bunch of long roots, and I've got about a dozen suckers. Now, I know I can't just chop them off the root and transplant them, but what would you do to get those things out and put either transplant them or pot them until they reestablish themselves?
Well, you could do it. You could cut them off and put them in perlite or an organic potting soil and try to root them. It'd probably do the best late winter, early spring when the buds are just swelling on the tree, the main part of the tree. That's the easiest time to root a woody cutting. You could also try doing it in the fall. And it might root for you. The question is going to be, is it going to be the top of the cherry tree, or is it going to be the rootstock that the cherry tree was grafted to? And the difference is big, because if it was the rootstock that the plant was grafted to, you're not going to have the sweet cherries that you're expecting to have, that you get now. You see what I mean? You got a different plant. So you can give it a try and maybe root them, but it'd be better just to get another plant. They're not small trees like that. They're not very expensive anyway. And just cut those suckers that are coming off as a maintenance kind of thing. Get them out of your way.
Yeah. So if it's a rootstock, they're no good. But if it's a splice?
If it's the top of the plant, if it's the above the graft union, which I would doubt being out, you know, coming up off the root system, I think the chances are very high that it's going to be the rootstock. Now, I guess there may be some cherries. I'm not familiar with this, but there may be some cherries that aren't grafted that are on their own roots. And if that's the case with yours, then the cutting rooted and grown into a new tree will have exactly the same cherries.
Well, it's a split trunk from the base.
Okay. Well, that wouldn't matter one way or the other. So,
yeah.
Well, just give it a shot. See what you come up with. Okay.
Yeah, in about 5 years, I would know, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Appreciate the call. Let's see where we are here. There was one other thing I hadn't gotten around to. What the heck was it? Well, I'll think of it in a minute. Right now, I'll go to Bonnie in Dallas and see what's up. Hey, Bonnie.
Good morning. This is probably an obvious answer, but I'm just checking with you anyway. I have some really pretty ruby slippers oak leaf hydrangeas.
Okay.
And last year I lost two of them, and I never really figured out why. I removed them. I bought a new one and planted it. And now this year, after the freeze, I wondered how my stuff was going to do, and the hydrangeas came in beautifully, big, full of leaves and flowers, just beautiful. And there's two planted right next to each other. And one of them has now started dying back again. The back half is wilted. The leaves are wilting. And it had already been in full flower. And so...
Well, it may be freeze damage. All you can do is see what's going on in the soil, see if it's staying too wet or too dry, and the flare is showing. Any woody plant needs a flare. If that's not the case, you may have had freeze damage. I'll put you on hold if you had something else. I got to go.